Hi there. Today we're going to do something a bit different. Perhaps something you've never done before. I'm going to teach you how to orgasm through your nipples. This will be a fun little masturbation session, and you will most probably have an orgasm from touching your nipples. Perhaps several, without ever touching your genitals. You're not going to be stimulating your ass either. This session will be focused on other parts of your body that can and will give you pleasure. Doing this will expand your erotic horizons and make you more thoughtful an intentional lover. Understanding how your own body feels makes you more in tune with how another person's body can make them feel. And this is important knowledge for personal growth. Did you know you could come from nipple stimulation alone? I'm going to teach you how. First, I want to make sure you're in a private place where you won't be disturbed. Silence or turn off your phone and any other devices that might distract you. It's preferable you wear a blindfold or dim the lights, darken your room. You really want to be completely focused on your body's sensations for this session. You shouldn't be looking at porn or anything of the sort. This is going to be a guided meditation where I bring you into a fully relaxed state of trance, where you can focus on your nipples and the extremely pleasurable sensations that they provide. And I'm going to be doing this with you. I'm gonna lie down in bed, as you should lie down in yours. You're going to need some lube, ideally an oil-based one. My personal recommendation is coconut or avocado oil. You don't want to be using a water-based lube. Those eventually dry up and get sticky, which will be detrimental to the process. You want something that will keep your nipples moist and slippery throughout the whole session. That's why I prefer coconut oil, as it is the perfect lubricant for this kind of play. So, get your lubricant and have it available within arm's reach. Next, lie down with me. I've also got my lube ready, and I'm going to be doing this with you. Before you start touching your nipples, just lie back and close your eyes. You're going to want to take several long, deep breaths, and we're going to be doing a body scan together, as so to let your body fully relax. You're going to want to pay attention to all of the sensations you might be feeling, even the very subtle ones. This isn't like your typical masturbation session where you just reach to your crotch and rub over and over and over again until you come. This, however, will build up really slowly. You will really take time to tap into your body, into the sensations you're feeling, and learn how to build up to an edge and ride it. And eventually, when you relax enough, focus your mind on it. That pleasure will spill over and you will experience a nipple orgasm. The fantastic thing about nipple orgasms is that you can have multiple nipple orgasms, one after the other, and keep building the arousal and pleasure as long as you want. You can string together multiple nipple orgasms in one session, leaving you deliciously exhausted but energized at the end, yet still capable of participating in other kinds of sexual stimulation. Nipple play can be great as foreplay or just on its own. It can be used before or after any other kind of play. In fact, you can continue playing with your nipples after this audio ends. You can also use it as a starting point in a much longer session. You can start by touching your nipples and then move down, have breast orgasms, then massage your tummy and your pubic area. You could even have prostate orgasms if you do possess a prostate. And then, if you feel inclined, move towards penile stimulation if you are so equipped. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Lie back and start by taking 3 deep breaths with me. I'll guide you. Let's start with the first breath. Breathe in and count to 3 while you breathe in through your nose. Hold it for 5 seconds. Release it all out through your mouth in a quick exhale. Breathe it all out very quickly so that your diaphragm squeezes all the air out. Hold for 3 seconds. Then again, breathe in through your nose. 1, 2, 3. Hold for 5. Release quickly and exhale all the way out through your mouth. Let's do a last one. Breathe in through your nose. 1, 2, 3. Hold for 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out quickly through your mouth. Now, continue breathing slowly through your nose and out through your mouth. This breathing will become more important as you learn to ride the edge of nipple pleasure, there will be times when your body starts shaking, and while it would be tempting to give in, you actually need to return to this breathing pattern to control your body's reaction. This is good sexual practice to develop anyway, because it will let you control your orgasm at any point. Learn how to breathe and continue breathing slowly and rhythmically, just like that. We're going to do a quick body scan. This is not unlike a hypnosis induction, as we're going to bring you into a state of increased relaxation. Now, start with your head. Follow the sensations moving down your neck and shoulders. Just observe what's going on. Down into your belly, down into your arms and shoulders and hands, down the tips of your fingers, into your thighs, your knees, down to your feet, all the way down to your toes. Now, we will gently squeeze and release each body part in that order. Squeeze and release the muscles in your neck. Tense your neck. And release. Tense your forehead. And release. Tense, squeeze your face muscle and release. Feel all the tension go away as you do so. When you release those muscles, feel the pleasure that brings. Feel this calm energy coming into your facial muscles. Relax your jaw and brow. Close your eyes if you haven't already. Continuing with your shoulders and your chest, contract and release. The same with your arm. Squeeze and release. And then moving down to your forearm and your hands. Make a fist. Count to five and release. One, 2, 3, 4, 5. Release. Moving down your body, squeezing your abs. Release. Tense your thighs and release. Let the relaxing sensation flood over you. Almost done. Moving down your legs, squeezing your calves and release, squeezing your feet, curling your toes tightly. Let's count to five one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, that's it. Release and relax. Continue breathing slowly in through your nose and out through your mouth. I find it helpful when I breathe out this way to imagine that I am blowing up a balloon. Purse your lips close together and breathe out in a slow, soft way, just like as if you were whistling. Breathing this way controls the airflow and allows you to further relax your body. I want you to get plenty of coconut oil on the fingers of both hands. Make sure your arms and elbows are well supported by your mattress. This won't work as well if you're sitting or standing. Your arms would get tired. Make sure you're lying back with your head propped up, making sure to spread the oil amply around your nipples. Spread it in small, slow circles, starting at the center of nipple, moving out all the way, so your breasts are nice and oily. I find that if you have hair around your nipples, it could change the sensation there. You could shave them if you wanted to. It would make them smoother and allow your fingers to glide more easily between each nipple. Either way, slowly rub the oil onto your skin, making the area around your nipple, your areola, your breasts soft, supple, nice and oily. Do what feels best for you, rotating between different fingers, using your fingertips or perhaps the pads of your fingers. You may find that either one feels better at any given time. Really dial in to what feels the best to you. This is a much more subtle kind of masturbation, one where being in tune with your body makes it work best. You can't jerk off a nipple like jerking off a penis or frantically rubbing your pussy. Over time, your nipples will get hard and you will be able to slowly massage them, almost like they are little clits. And just like them, they will get really sensitive very quickly. So the trick with nipple masturbation is to make sure you're adding enough variety to continually raise the level of arousal to the point of an orgasm without making any particular place on your nipples or chest numb or sore. Now, I'm going to be joining you in this nipple stimulation. I'm going to take the coconut oil and spread it over my nipples as well. Just like you, I'm lying back in bed, gently massaging the oil onto my nipples. I want you to lie back Close your eyes and enjoy the sensation. When you feel like your nipples may be getting too sensitive, allow your hands to gently graze down your chest towards your crotch area. Allow your fingertips to graze the top and insides of your thighs. Draw them up towards your body, starting with the part near your knee. Gently grazing your fingers up towards your upper inner thigh and then over your pubic bone, sliding gently over your belly, back through the center of your chest, and then sliding your fingers around to your armpits. Then glide your fingers back over to your chest area and resume a gentle, slow stimulation of the areola and then the nipple itself. Just continue to slowly and gently rub all of these areas in the way that feels best to you. We're not going to be rushing any of this. We're going to be taking our sweetest time exploring ourselves, exploring the fullness of the pleasure such an incredible sensation brings. Now, I'm going to teach you how to focus on the sensations. Relax. Let your body feel good. Let any thoughts other than the feelings of your finger grazing over your skin just fade away as you slide each finger over the stiff edge of each nipple. Focus on the little waves of tinkles and pleasure that occur each and every time you touch. You could even channel that energy into your core. Picture that each and every time you run a finger over your nipples, it vibrates like a guitar string you've just plucked and sends energy into your very core. Your core can be like a ball of energy between your legs, or it could be higher up in your belly or in your pubic area. Either way, focus on the flow of energy from your nipples down to your belly, to that core of energy, feeling it flowing all the way back up. Atmo loop anytime as needed. Rub the coconut oil onto your skin and make it feel slippery. Sometimes it helps to let your fingernail delicately move over or around your nipple. Use the ridge of your fingernail to draw very soft circles around the tip of your nipple or around the edge of your areola. Whatever feels best is best. Play with pressure. Start with light strokes. Then try digging in and giving your nipples and areola a deep tissue massage. Press into them with your thumbs and draw circles around your nipple with the pads of your thumbs or fingers. Extend your finger into a claw-like shape, slowly circling around the nipple. And then moving to your breast tissue. It feels so incredibly good. Let the feeling swell. Let it get more and more intense. Remember to breathe out through your mouth if you ever feel like the feeling is getting unbearable or that your nipples are getting too sensitive. Part of the trick to experiencing a nipple orgasm is teaching your body not to react in the same way that you would if you were touching your genitals. You don't want to jerk and poke your hips, although you may reach a point later on when you can let that happen without it distracting you. Now, I want you to remain still and let the sensations flood you completely as they are flooding me right now. Drown yourself in ecstasy. Focus slowly, closely, and solely on each and every sensation and let them build up into a wave of pleasure you can surf upon. Ride the wave as long as it lasts. And remember to breathe with intention and regularity. Run your hands back down to your chest, massaging your breast, moving then towards your belly button, down to your pubic hair, down to the inner thigh, over your knee, then back up to your inner thigh, grazing your fingernails over the edge of your pubic bone. Then run them up the sides of your ribs, all the way up to your armpits. Then back over to your nipples. Give your nipples extra attention, rubbing them with the pads of your fingers again. Flick them with your thumb, rubbing them with your thumbs up and down and up and down and down you go, up and down. In a quick flicking motion, quick but soft grazing motion, for as long as it feels good and comfortable. Let's do this for 20 seconds. Twenty, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. How does that feel? I'm sure it feels absolutely amazing. Keep going with this pattern or change it entirely, but make sure to pace it to your own rhythm and add your own little touches that feels good to you. I want you to learn how to understand your own body and its unique reactions to your touch. Everyone is slightly different in this regard. Your body could even react differently on different days. On some days, my body is extremely sensitive to touch. On other days, not so much. Temperature matters as well. You can experiment with that. Try an ice cube or press a warm cup of tea against your chest for extra sensory play. Doing these things will restrict or expand the blood flow to your skin, which will modulate your sensory input. Here's what's going to happen when we finally reach a nipple orgasm together. A tingling wave of pleasure that you are feeling in your nipples will start to spread across your chest, down your body, in between your legs. You will ride that edge for some time. Slowly stroke your nipples. Run your fingers over your chest, down your tummy, across your crotch, and back up to your armpits. Go back to your nipples and rub again. Continue to tease them, flick and rub them, as you have been doing so well. You will feel that edge build and build more and more until suddenly your whole chest seems to explode with ecstasy, causing diarrhea between your legs to clench as you were as though you were having a genital orgasm. This is a normal body response, since you're having so much pleasure that your body needs to release. You can get there from nipple stimulation alone. Or you may find that you have a different way of experiencing this orgasm from breast stimulation. You could even orgasm from the slow, rhythmical breathing and letting the pleasure build over your entire body. People who practice Tantra call this an energy orgasm. Energy orgasm nipples, orgasms are all sort of linked, but they are different things. When you reach that point of no return, and the pleasure explodes across your nipples and down, down, down into your core and crotch, you will notice a different series of waves upon the waves of pleasure crashing upon you, making you throb and twitch. These can be difficult to describe, but you will know the orgasm is coming from your nipples. You may have a brief refractory period where you need to rest, and during that time, you can simply move your fingers up and down your body, down to your legs, caressing your sides or down and around your pubic area. Stroke your inner thighs, that very sensitive and erogenous zone you perhaps didn't suspect you even had. Gently press into the tender of your thigh and massage it slowly in a circular motion. This will awaken a new kind of pleasure, and you may find that you are able to have a similar kind of orgasm this way, causing your whole core to vibrate and throb from the waves upon waves of pleasure rushing over you. Why don't you go ahead and give your inner thigh slow circular massages? Let's count to 20 with each and every circle you trace over your sensitive skin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Good. I hope that felt nice as it felt on my own skin. But we're not done yet. Now, I want you to take in a deep breath and blow it out slowly. Remember to continue breathing like this. Let yourself relax into the bed. Run your hands gently back up across the top of your thighs, up your ribcage, and under your arms. Gently tickle that spot underneath your armpits before you draw your hands back across your chest. This is a deliciously sensitive space, and usually we associate it with tickling, but it can be a perfect primer for going back to your nipples and edging them further. When you do this, it is like cocking the hammer on a gun. Your nipples will be able to fire again and again. Once you pause and run your arms underneath your arms, even if you have poached them to the point of overstimulation, simply draw your hands back over your belly, drawing them back up over your rim cage and armpits, gently grazing them over that sensitive, ticklish area. Then return back to your nipples with focused intention. Gently rub the nipples in the areola with the pads of your fingers. Continue to rub in circles, every so often letting a fingernail draw a circle around the very edge of your erect nipple. Now, let's take a moment to talk about nipple erections while you continue stroking them. You may find that during this session, your nipples get hard and later get soft again, only to harden again, and perhaps soften yet again. This is totally fine and normal. Your nipples need not be erect to experience a nipple orgasm. When blood flows into your nipples, they may harden or they may simply swell. Your areola may become puffy or it could remain soft. Your neck and chest might flush. Your genitals may or may not be engorged with blood, and they may become moist from all this stimulation. Either way is fine. None of this is an essential part of this experience. However, it sure is enjoyable if you let it happen. Our goal right now is to bring you closer and closer to that point of no return, where you are surfing right on the edge of pleasure, where those pleasurable sensations crash over you, culminating in a shivering climax of orgasmic spasm. You will know when it happens, whether it happens or not is irrelevant, though I'm pretty confident it will happen if you followed my instructions. You can always return to this audio and practice this masturbation technique again. It may take several sessions to truly awaken your nipples to the sensual sensations that they can deliver. Continue to massage them. Take your time. If you feel like your nipples become desensitized or are growing numb, feel free to pull on them or pinch them or twist them. Vary the type and strength of stimulation you apply. Take it easy. Take it gentle. Doing this too harshly may make the stimulation too uncomfortable to continue onto the point of an orgasm and could cut your pleasure short. This is not an intense masturbation session, but rather a meditative process where you slowly build your body's capability to experience ever-increasing waves upon waves of pleasure. Let these waves come, yes, come from the slightest touch, from gently grazing over one nipple to the other. Or you could stimulate both at the same time. Over time, you will find the rhythm, the intensity, and the type of touch and pleasure that works for you. Try pushing down onto your nipples with the tips of your thumb or index fingers and draw circles around your areola. Run them over the nubs with the pads of your fingers. Flick them up and down, over and over. Gosh, that's so good. Let's do that for 20 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20. Now, let yourself relax and draw your hands back down your body. Slide your fingernails across the skin of your inner thigh and draw up those pleasurable sensations between your legs using a gentle scratching motion. Now, do the same from the top down. Gently draw the pleasure down from your chest area, down towards your belly, then down to your pubic bone. You are adding more fuel to the flames of pleasure, of that ecstatic fire burning in your core. You pull or push the sensations towards that ball of energy, building your pleasure up, accumulating more and more of this sensual electricity within. Now, pay attention to your pelvic floor muscles. Are they clenching? Are you tempted to thrust? It is absolutely okay to do so, to move your body in response to the sensation you're feeling. It's okay to tilt your head back or curl your toes if you feel so inclined. Feel free to buck your hips if you feel the need, if you feel them rise, as you continue stimulating your nipples and breasts, as you pinch and graze and twist your nipples. Try to follow the direction of the shooting sensations of pleasures, maybe mixed with a little bit of pain, firing down your body towards your crotch. Should your genitals contract, squeeze, twitch, just let it happen and enjoy those pleasurable sensations. This will likely be an involuntary movement, as if you were having a genital orgasm. It may pulse for a few seconds and then stop, or it just may continue without stop. Let that wave of pleasure sweep over you and fully enjoy it. This is something you cannot stop now. There is too much energy later that this point there is no need to lessen the sensations, and all the need to let the ecstasy take over. Let it burst over you while you keep slowly stroking your nipples. Anyway is fine. Small flicks or slow circles, then moving outward and massaging the breast tissue around each nipple. Take your time. Remember that this is a slow build. It does not happen quickly, especially on your first time. Let yourself relax. Now, we have been going long enough so that you may have already experienced one or more nipple orgasm at this point. However, we're going to take just a little more time. Extend your session further. Spread the pleasure wider and better. Add some more oil. Use your knuckles to stimulate your nipples, running all of them over each nipple, rubbing them all the way up from your pinky knuckle to your index finger knuckle and down again. Take any of these knuckles and draw circles around your areola, making sure to play around with the level of pleasure and pressure. Rotate from light touches to firm touches, and then go back to light touches. Remember to vary the pleasure and sensations and stimulation. Let yourself wind down as you let the pleasure wind up. You're all wound up, honey. You're being such a good nipple masturbator for me. Let yourself come for me. Come for me. Come for me this way. If you feel so inclined, yes, I'm being suggested by my own words. I'm such a suggestible hypnopet. Coming will surely happen when your mind and body is ready. Perhaps you've already come several times already, and I hope you've come from me. I hope you can follow such a simple instruction. Either way, keep going. Keep focusing on what feels good to you. Rub yourself up and down Switch from side to side. Go up, then down your body. Taking time to graze your fingertips over and across your body's most sensitive spots. Find your special spot. That one, yeah, that one. That's really extra sensitive. It needs extra focus and attention. Massage it. Let it feel good. Free your touch. Find your own pathways to pleasure. Find another spot and do the same thing. There are no rules here, except following your own pathways to pleasure. Except doing what drowns you in pleasure totally. You can be submerged by it and climax this way. I've done it. I've experienced it many times. I've experienced it already a few times during the session. And so can you. And so will you. It doesn't matter what your gender is, what your genitals are. As long as you have nipples, you can come this way. And even if you don't have nipples, I'm pretty sure there still exists plenty of nerve endings in your chest and stomach and neck that can be stimulated in a similar pattern, which can lead to strong pulsating orgasms from gently massaging them. So, relax and keep at it. Let's do one more countdown. This time, focus on flicking your nipples up and down with your thumbs. I'm going to count slowly from 77 to 1. With each odd number, you will flick them up. With every even number, you're going to flick your nipple down and drop down deeper in trance. Down you go. With each and every number, feel your sensitivity rising, the electricity overflowing, and maybe you can let yourself explode in a fiery finish of ecstasy when I reach the number 1. 77, up. 76, down. 75, that's up. 74, down, you get it. 73, 72, 71, 70, 69, nice, 68, 67, 66, 65, 64, 63, 62, 61, 60, 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 40, 39, 38, 37, 36, 45, 44, Bevel, 43, 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Coming. Wasn't that very nice? Of course it was. Now, give each nipple a soft pinch and hold it for 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now let go. Let's refocus on our breathing. Stop pleasuring yourself for a moment. Feel that sensation creeping over you. You don't need to actively be stimulating your nipples for you to come. Just ride that wave. Let its sensual charms completely come over you. Submerge you. Accept its warm invitation to wash over your body with pleasure. Invite the inevitable. Open yourself to the gentle clenching warmth that spreads all over your body now. I feel so intensely relaxed from all this activity. Coming in this way is not just pleasurable and good, it's also a great way to wind down and release stress and elevate yourself as well. All of these things I've taught you, you can continue to practice on your own. This audio is coming to an end, but that doesn't mean that you have to stop doing what you're doing. You can continue to touch yourself in all the nicest ways I've described. Whenever you get time for a solo session, I encourage you to come back to this audio and join me again in ecstasy. The more you practice nipple stimulation, the more you will rewire your brain and body and neural pathways into being multi-orgasmic. Now, stop rubbing if you hadn't stopped already, and place one hand over each breast and apply deep pressure. Breathe deeply several times in the pattern I taught you, in through your nose and gently out through your mouth. Move your hands to the center of your chest and then allow them to slide down to your pubic area, pushing all that sexual energy into your core. Relax and breathe slowly. Unclench your muscles and allow the warmth to fill your body. This concludes our journey. Namaste. Come back and join me again anytime.